This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel and CPNUML's leader Subhas Chandra Nembang filed a candidacy for presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says agreement among eight political parties is framework of national consensus. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party quits government following recent political development and CPN-UML decides to give continuity to current coalition till presidential elections. And vote counting is underway in Nigeria's tightest presidential election since military rule ended in 1999. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel and CPN-UML vice chairman Subhas Chandra Nembang have filed candidacy for the presidential election to be held on the 9th of the coming March. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and top leaders from various political parties reached the Federal Parliament building at New Baneshwar yesterday to register Paudel's candidacy. Paudel has been proposed for the presidential candidate by Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, CPN Maoist Center Senior Vice Chairman Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Janata Samajwadi Party Leader Ashok Kumar Rai and Abdul Khan of the Janamath Party. Likewise, leader Paudel's candidacy has been seconded by Chairman of Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal Mahanta Thakur, Vice President of Nepali Congress Purna Bahadur Khadka. Similarly, Chairman of Nagarik Unmukti Party Ranjita Shrestha, Chairman of Rashtriya Janamorcha Chitra Bahadur Kesi and Chief Whip of CPN Maoist Center Hitraj Pandey supported Paudel's candidacy. The joint meeting of eight political parties held on Friday evening agreed to vote for the Nepali Congress candidate in president's post. Likewise, CPN-UML Vice Chairman Subhas Chandra Nembang has filed his candidacy for presidential election from his party. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and other leaders reached the Federal Parliament building at New Baneshwar to file the candidacy. Chairman Oli, leaders Prithivi Shubhagurung Gokanaraz Bista, Raghubir Mahasait and Chabilal Bishwakarma proposed leader Nembang's candidacy. The proposal was seconded by leaders Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, Dobhadur Rai Mazi, Julie Kumari Mahato, Dil Kumari Rawal Thapa and Aman Kumar Maske. The CPN-UML, one of the coalition partners in the incumbent government, has decided to give continuity to the current coalition till the upcoming presidential election. Chief of UML's publicity department, Prithvi Subhagurung, said the 17th secretariat meeting of the party held at party headquarters in Chasal of Lalitpur yesterday made a decision to continue the current coalition. Leader Gurung said the UML also decided to move ahead as per the agreement inked over the coalition partners on the 25th of December last year. The ministers representing the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party in government have resigned from their posts. They reached the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar and tendered resignation to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday afternoon. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Rajendra Lingden, Minister for Urban Development, Bikram Pandey, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament, Affairs Dhruva Bahadur Pradhan and Minister of State for Energy Deepak Bahadur Singh submitted their resignation. Earlier today, joint meeting of the Central Execution Committee and the Parliamentary Party of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party reviewed the recent political developments in relation to President's election and decided to quit the government. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the agreement forged among the eight political parties is the framework for national consensus, addressing a program organized to mark the 101st birth anniversary of late leader Mahendra Narayan Nidhi at Baluwatar yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal claimed that the agreement forced among 8 political parties on Friday was a historic one. He further added that since all parties came together in the process, it gave a framework for the national consensus. Prime Minister Dahal shared that dialogue with other political parties in the parliament was also advancing in a way to develop collaboration. Janata Samajwadi Party lawmaker Shehnaz Rehman died of a heart attack yesterday. According to the police, 64-year-old Rehman collapsed all of a sudden when she had been participating in a picnic at Camp Edara in Bhaktapur yesterday. She was then rushed to Madhepur Hospital in Timi, where the doctors declared her dead. The health condition of Nepali Congress leader and Member of Parliament, Dr. Chandrakant Bhandari, is gradually improving. Dr. Bhandari is currently undergoing treatment at the National Burn Center in Mumbai of India for burn injuries. Bhandari was seriously injured in a cooking gas leakage and explosion at his house in Kathmandu 10 days ago. The government is preparing to issue an entry pass with a photo on it and a certain timeline for the entry of the visitors into the Singhadhar Bharat. The Central Monitoring and Assessment Committee has directed the Home Ministry to prepare for the Central Entry Pass distribution provision. A meeting of the committee held under the chair of Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi directed the Home Secretary Binod Prakashing to distribute the computer-based Central Entry Pass having a photograph and a certain timeline on it. Nepal defeated Kuwait in the ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup Asia Division 1 qualifier match held in Abu Dhabi Stadium. Batting first, Nepal posted a score of 343 runs at the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Kuwait lost all its wickets, making only 100 runs on scoreboard. The victory of 243 runs over Kuwait is the second victory for Nepal in the tournament. In the match, Arjun Kumar's 108 runs and Dev Khanna's 125 runs were the major contribution to the team's run score. While bowling, Nepali bowler Akash Chand took 6 wickets and Dipesh Kandal and Hemanta Dhami took 2 wickets each. Now Nepal will play against Hong Kong Under-19 on Monday. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Vote counting is on the way in Nigeria's tightest presidential election since military rule ended in 1999. Voting was marred by long delays as polling stations failed to open on time in some areas because of logistical problems and security incidents. Turnout appeared to be high, with many young first-time voters arriving before dawn to cast their ballots. The elections are the biggest democratic exercise in Africa, with 87 million people eligible to vote. Tens of thousands of polling stations are counting the results, which will be collated and sent to the electoral headquarters in the capital Abuja. The final result is not expected until at least Tuesday. Investigations have been launched against more than 600 people over the buildings that collapsed in Turkey's catastrophic earthquakes earlier this month, according to the country's justice minister. Minister Bakit Bozdag said on Saturday that 184 of the 612 suspects had been jailed pending trial. Those in custody included construction contractors and building owners or managers. The aftermath of the 7.8 and 7.6 magnitude earthquakes on February 6, which led to more than 44,000 deaths in southern Turkey and more than 5,500 deaths in northern Syria, has seen many Turks question the structural integrity of many of the 173,000 buildings that collapsed or were seriously damaged. opposition parties have accused President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's administration of failing to enforce building regulations. The mayor of a town close to the epicenter of the earthquake was detained as part of an investigation into collapsed buildings, the local media reported on Saturday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress leader Ram Chandra Paudel and CPNUML's leader Subhas Chandra Nembang filed candidacy for presidential election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says agreement among eight political parties is framework of national consensus. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party quits government following recent political development and CPNUML decides to give continuity to current coalition deal presidential elections. And vote counting is on the way in Nigeria's tightest presidential election since military rule ended in 1999. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.